Water.
Some of the bells that were heard across the land in the areas where we were devastated on 9/11. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. As we look at what's going on in Syria and worry as to whether or not there's going to be some involvement there, we think of what happened on 9/11 12 years ago. Can you believe it? It's been 12 years. My house, so many lives were altered. And how many possibilities were dashed, and how many children were born never seeing, meeting their fathers, and in some cases, actually, some not meeting their mothers either. So the, or meeting their mothers, but not seeing them grow up anyway, because there were several women who had children that were practically just born who were unfortunately in the towers or on one of the planes when the terrorists decided to take over. So how far have we come as a nation since then is debatable. There are some things that have happened to make people more aware. That's positive. We haven't had another attack on our soil, though we've had many attempts, certainly. And the concern is still over planes and TSA, and we could tackle all kinds of things when it comes to that. But really, on 9/11, as we just came through that and we're into the next day, I think it's about the people that we lost, and it's about the way of life that we lost when we were in our deep sleep and in the bubble and not concerned with the things that concern the people, for example, who live in Israel and live with the sound of shells that sometimes are heard overhead, even if they're knocked down and it's not something that they're constantly obsessing about. They know there are always those possibilities, and it was something that we didn't really think about in the United States, not really. Even though there had been the attack in the 90s with the bomb under the World Trade Center and whatnot, and there have been a few things that had happened, nothing on the scale of 9/11. So it's just always good, I believe anyway, to remember that. So this is where we start this hour of America Tonight. And as we weave in a couple of different directions, we don't want to forget our weekly Nail the Score. That's where you call in after the game of the week is chosen and you tell us who you think's going to win and what do you think the final score is ultimately going to be. You don't have to be a huge NFL genius. In fact, the less you know, probably the better off you are. It's, as I often say, like picking lottery numbers. You're just picking a team, and you're giving me a score, and you could be our next winner. We've actually had a couple, which is surprising because it took a long time for a winner to appear, and then we had two, Chris in Connecticut and Dave in Vermont, winning Nail the Score. Maybe you will be the next person to nail the score. How cool would that be? Syria, at this point, everybody is focused on what's going to happen partially in Geneva, the Geneva talks. As we are handicapping this a day later, in talk radio world and in op-ed pieces and on the tube and in your nooks and crannies, really it was the president a winner or a loser when it came to, you know, was his talking points, his speech, his conversation, was it what we needed to hear? Did he hit the mark or did he miss the mark? And as we move forward, you have Vladimir Putin, who went to the New York Times to argue against military intervention in Syria and to take a big smash at the United States, really at Obama. In the op-ed piece, Putin made a case, kind of like Obama did on Tuesday night, but in complete opposite directions. Putin argued that the killing of innocent people, spreading violence around the Middle East, clouding diplomatic efforts to address Iran's nuclear crisis and to resolve the Israeli-Palestinian conflict and unleashing a new wave of terrorism. That's one of the things that he argued about, and saying that striking Syria would have many negative ramifications. And that was some of what he talked about, killing of the innocent people and the spreading of violence around the Middle East. He also said at the end it could throw the entire system of international law and order out of balance. The opposite of the president, who says that failing to act in Syria opens the door for more chemical weapon attacks in Syria and other nations, giving the impression that the international community won't act in the face of a blatant violation on bans of the use of chemical weapons. So getting those weapons, how possible or impossible is that? We certainly have said this. Many of you have called the show to say, and you agree with what I say, not to be cynical, but give me a break. Like, Assad hasn't buried any chemical weapons someplace out of reach, out of range. You're just going to trust, okay, here's my books, here's the codes, you can crack them, go find them, that's no problem, and let me account for every one of them. Uh-uh. He's not taking inventory like he's working at a 7-Eleven. He's not stupid. We knew he had chemical weapons. He has the chemical weapons, and he wants the chemical weapons for a reason. I don't think he's going to give up the chemical weapons just like that. I don't think so. The internal conflict of what's happening in Syria, the war. Russia supplies arms to Syrian's government. And Assad is close with Vladimir Putin. So Putin is going to be part of, or there's going to be a Russian delegation that's going to be part of brokering this whole deal. Do you really think we'll disarm Syria of chemical weapons? Is that better than a military strike? Does that deter Syria? Does that deter Assad? Does it help the people? Well, we keep coming back to the same thing. So all eyes on Switzerland. Secretary of State John Kerry headed there to meet with his Russian counterpart, Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov. They're going to have 2 days of talks. It revolves around a proposal to avert, Moscow's proposal to avert this strike in Syria by having the government put its chemical weapons stockpile under international control. And then is it going to be like that barge of trash that was in the Hudson River and just floated around forever and ever because nobody wanted trash island, nobody wanted the trash? So are the chemical weapons just going to be on a boat that never seems to find a port and just floats away just like that? I think it'd be pretty tough. Jay Carney said conversation has taken place, but there hasn't been a full formal proposal of any sort. I propose that you hang around and get ready to call so you can play Nail the Score with us. 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. Meet you on the flip side. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth slide into a recession or, at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common-sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Are we travel so much and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets, but fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Called Nail the Score, where the computer randomly picks the game. So hit it, Nathan. Time for a little Nail the Score.
It's now time for the weekly installment of Nail the Score.
All right, so I've given you the explanation. So easy to nail the score. Well, maybe not so easy, but a lot of fun to try anyway. It's cheap entertainment because you don't even have to pay $1 or $2 to partake, and you just have to give us a numerical guess. How sweet is that? So, Nathan, while he's still hobbled, with all of his muscles and all of his might, pulled in the supercomputer, it's not a commuter, and decided that he would let it rip. So, Nathan, let it rip. I like it when that works out. All right, so the game of the week this time around, it's pretty interesting, actually. And here we go again. We've got the Jets and the Patriots. That's the Thursday night game, Jets and the Patriots. Will we have a winner? That's a tough game. It's a tough game in a way because now Mark Sanchez is out for the year. Geno Smith is the quarterback. He's so rookie, it's ridiculous. The Patriots at home, I don't care who they're missing. How do you go against the Patriots? So I'm going to say the Pats win this, and the score is going to be 27 to 17. 27:17. And the reason I say that is because New England is favored by 12, or whatever the wise guys know. Last time out, Brady had a couple of touchdowns, although the Patriots' offense really struggled against Buffalo, of all teams, on the road to open things up. But they're at home. They'll find their rhythm in this game. And I think that with what, you know, sure, Brady doesn't have his weapons like Aaron Hernandez or Wes Welker or Rob Gronkowski. So it's a different team. He'll adapt. I think he'll adapt, especially at home. If you wanted to argue about a better team on the road, yeah, I could go there with you. But Geno Smith, yeah, I'm going to say he might be studying. He might be hard at work. He's still a rookie. He's prone to making some of those rookie mistakes. So that's my reason for going with the Patriots and the home field advantage. I think there's a huge upside to the home field for the Patriots. What do you think, America? 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. Let's take a few. And also, by the way, you can send us your guess through the miracle of the internet. Just go to americatonight.net, click on contact, and just like that, you are in. Just throw out your guess. Dave in Vermont is always famous for doing that. And so are a whole bunch of you doing the same thing, because you're probably working and you're not going to sit on hold. All right, Rick is listening to us in the great state of Illinois. Rick, you love Nail the Score. What do you think happens here?
I don't think the Jets are going to play very good.
No, I don't think so either.
I think the Jets for 7, New England for 28-7,
wow, so just one touchdown for the Jets.
Yeah, like you said,
yeah, I think it's Patriots at home. I think it's very tough, no matter what he's missing. I think the Patriots at home, tough to go against. All right, Rick, you are locked and loaded. You are in the books. You own that score. And we'll see what the rest of the world has to say. 855-266-5283. Remember, you can only guess until the top of the hour. Then the windows close, as they say, because that wouldn't be fair to everybody else who waited to call up or to especially send an email, since we always get an overwhelming amount of emails on this thing. So there you have it. Like I said, only until the top of the hour, and then that is it. That's it for a guess. Jets or the Patriots. Geno Smith, last time out, he had a touchdown, 256 yards. He was 24 for 38. Tom Brady, of course, almost 300 yards, a couple of touchdowns. As I said, the offense really struggled against Buffalo in the beginning, but in the end, they were there, they came back, they won, and a win is a win, and that's what they move on with. And they'll break apart the Jets, I think, a lot easier than they did with Buffalo. It's interesting because there are other games on the board, like the Broncos are taking on the New York Giants, and that game has the two Manning brothers, so there's certainly some interest there. But I think the Giants are going to be, in the end, they might be the New York team that struggles more. And this is a year where one of the New York teams wants to do well, because the Super Bowl is going to be in New York, of all places. You know how cold it could be for a Super Bowl game, but, you know, it used to be that way. So the trend of the neutral site has gone by the wayside the warm weather site in a Tampa or New Orleans or a San Diego, any of those places, or Jacksonville even hosted a Super Bowl. Then they started to go offer them up around the league, and probably because some of the owners thought, this is too lucrative. I mean, we're missing out on tourism dollars. We're missing out on way too much money. We're leaving it on the table by not having a Super Bowl. So that changed quite a few years ago, and now there's the cold weather tour. You might get a Super Bowl in a warm area, and then it bounces back to a cold weather area like New York. And who knows, it's probably going to be a brisk day no matter what. but it could be freezing cold, or there's also the possibility of snow in the Northeast. And if you look at the Farmer's Almanac, the prediction is for a really, really rotten winter. Not just cold, but lots and lots and lots of snow. Nathan, you have to participate in this because, as I say, it's so easy. You don't have to be a big football fan. The Jets or the Patriots, what do you think, and what do you think the final score is going to be?
I will just flatly go with 28-21 Pats.
All right, Patriots 28-21. Very nice. I like the fact that Nathan's given you a closer guess, given some credit to the Jets, thinking that they will still be there even though they lose in the end. They put up some points, and they don't completely fold on the road in New England, which is a possibility. But sometimes, you know, it's not like Geno Smith is a kid who has no talent. It's not like that, especially now. I'll tell you what, some of the pressure in some ways off his back, and that's because Mark Sanchez is going to have shoulder surgery, which means that's pretty likely, which means that he misses the rest of the season. So any controversy is done because he can't come back with that. And see, that there's that argument about preseason games, getting hurt in a preseason game. Sanchez tanked, you know, out for the year because of that injury. And the owners want to add more preseason games. They want to add more games to the regular season. But, boy, with the hits and with how fast the game moves, that is crazy. Even in the preseason, like I said, to have where it is slower, to have somebody out for the rest of the season, imagine adding games on both sides of that. I don't think you could pay those players enough. All right, I got a ton of email that I'm going to get to with some guesses as well. You can shake the tree by calling us at 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. Who do you think wins this, Patriots or the Jets, and what is the final score?
Summertime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin B, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival Bible supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Times are changing, and violent crimes against law-abiding citizens are out of control. Protect yourself with legal, affordable, 100% made-in-the-USA ballistic body armor. Available at AR500.com. Rated for calibers up to .308 Winchester. Packages including armor start at only $210. It's the right of every responsible American citizen to own body armor. Get some at 602-501-9607 or AR500.com.
It's the Mountain House Super Sale. Right now at BePrepared.com. This month only. Every can is 40% off. Try the delectable flavor of scrambled eggs with bacon. Only $20.39. Regularly $33.99. Or taste Mountain House Beef Stroganoff. Normally $28.49. Now only $17.09. In the mood for dessert, try a number 10 can of raspberry crumble for only $16.49. Usually priced at $27.49. Call Emergency Essentials at 800-999-1863. Or click BePrepared.com. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Two times we have kind of, for whatever reason, lined up across from each other during the national anthem. And so you do take a moment there to realize that you are, that is your brother over there. There's a quarterback for the New York Giants in the NFL, you know, the same person that you grew up with. And so it is unique, and I think you take a moment to realize that it is special. I'm glad you get. Oh, you have to talk about it 1 week. You know, today's kind of the one day I have to talk about it. But you know, I did the New York conference call, and not one question about the Giants' defense. I had to force it in there myself. So that's where our focus is, and they're a good defense. They're tough at home.
All right. So Peyton Manning talking about the Giants. Interesting talking about his brother, and how interesting it was that. Nobody asked him any questions about the actual game. Instead, they asked him questions about facing his brother, which he's done before and was billed the first time around when they went up against each other. That was billed as the epic game, the big game. And so here it is again. They're both professional football players and both playing with big teams, so it's going to happen. And it is happening, and it is the one of the Sunday games. But it's not the game of the week chosen by the computer here on America Tonight. It's the game that kicks off the week again that randomly was named as the game of the week on this show anyway. The Jets and the Patriots. Who do you think wins this? Wake up, sleepyheads. The Jets or the Patriots? Take a shot at it because you win all the free prizes that you can possibly imagine if you nail the score. So it's just a question, New York or New England, and what the score is going to be. 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283. Got a bunch of email. I was going to let it collect for a while, but let's take some of the email so I don't forget to go through it. Last week I had some people say, did you get my email? If it's there, we got it. If I didn't announce it, we got tight on time. But, yes, we are constantly, in fact, it's right up the entire time. We are monitoring the email. So if you levied a guess and you sent it to americatonight.net, you went there and clicked on contact, you don't have to fear that, did my email get through? I think I had the best guess ever. It got through. Just trust that it got through. It very, very rarely can I ever, I can't remember somebody ever complaining that, that their guess wasn't registered. All right, Dave in Vermont, he says the Patriots win it 30-21. 30-21. Not a bad guess. Pats take it in the end. Nobody so far willing to go out on that limb and pick the New York Jets. Nobody willing, after what they saw, I guess, with Geno Smith, to go on the opposite side of this for hopes that there would be a different outcome. That this could be, because remember, there's always going to be an upset victory somewhere. Maybe a couple of them. Last week was one of those wild finishes in some of the games. You know, some of the games that that you thought were layups that should have been easy wins did not turn into easy wins. In fact, some of them went in the opposite direction. And I think that's what's heavy on the mind of a lot of the people that are guessing. So we have, with this guess, we have Rick, not in Illinois, but Rick listening in Missouri. And Rick in Missouri says, Kate, I'm going to really go against the grain here. I wanted to wait and hear a few of the guesses. And I think it comes down to a few factors for New England. And believe it or not, because I'm sure it rarely happens, I'm going to pick the opposite side of this. I'm going to pick the Jets. And I think they win it 28-21. 28-21. I know. Call me crazy. He's not the only one who felt that way, because Stephen also sent in this guess, saying that this time around it's all New York. It's not going to be the Patriots. It's a cool rivalry, and I think new life will be breathed into this one. I think, Kate, New York wins, and I think the final score is 30-28. All right, so you can go out on that limb with the two of them, or you can go in a different direction, 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283. We'll get back to some of those guesses as we move along, because if you're listening to me and you're hesitating, but you want to nail the score, try to nail the score, send it now or call now at 855-266-5283, 855-266-5283. In looking at this second week and looking at underdog possibilities, or just games that look like it could go in the opposite direction, wouldn't it be wild if the Saints stunned, or the Buccaneers rather, stunned the Saints and really took advantage of that home field of theirs, the Raymond James Stadium, and fought and, you know, for every point and every second they could get on the clock, whether it was field goal or not, they end up winning this in the tail moments. Then all the naysayers would be shut down. The question is, how do they stop the Drew Brees Express? How do they stop that offense from spreading it out and taking it? It's a tall task, but I don't think an impossibility. Even though you look at it and say, wow, this is going to be nightmarish. They're going to get annihilated. Not necessarily. And the games like this, especially early in the season, sometimes that underdog team shocks you because they get a little bit of extra momentum, I guess it is. Something about being just kicked and not considered to be serious for possibly winning the game. Just, they're the secondary team. So they've got, if you look at Tampa Bay, in the secondary, they upgraded. They knew what they had to worry about, and they upgraded. They got a couple of really good players. Revis from the Jets. Safety Deshaun Goldson from San Francisco. And, you know, that last time around, it was a close, you know, it was a close game. Last Sunday, 18-17 loss to the Jets. Revis said it was good to get back out there and do what he loves to do. That he's excited to be with his teammates, and he's been waiting, and finally, the day has come. So, Revis and Breeze on the field together was the Saints' 24-10 win over the Jets back in 2009. Breeze completed 20 of 32 passes with no touchdowns or interceptions before starting his record streak, and people forget about this, of 54 straight regular season games with a touchdown pass in his next contest. That's a pretty good stat to have. That's the thing about sports, which I guess it's like politics and keeping score, and they definitely keep score in politics, and they definitely keep score in pro football for sure, but really any of the professional sports across the board, they do that. All right, let's squeeze in some more guesses from the internet. If you want to jump in, you can do that. You don't have to go to the internet, but you can do either or. So 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. If you just tuned in and you don't understand why I'm not smashing Vladimir Putin for his op-ed piece where he slams America and really slams Obama and then comes back around and says how they're working on their, he doesn't say it like this, but he says how they're working on their relationship. Well, the answer is it's football season, and I promised we would lighten the load, and this is how we lighten the load, by once a week having some fun. They call it gamification. So this is the game that we're playing, and it's easy. Because all you have to do is pick a side and tell me what you think the final score is going to be. And it can be anything. It could be 15-7. It could be 35-31. Pick it. Whatever numbers you want to pick, go for it. Because it could be on either extreme. Could it be a closer high-scoring event? Could it be a low-scoring event and defenses come and rise from the ashes? It's very possible. Somebody one time told me, expect the unexpected in football and never go into it thinking you have completely bagged something. Never take any of the games for granted. Even if you know they're getting kills and even if you know they've had so many injuries, because there often is no rhyme or reason. Thus the title of Any Given Sunday, book into a movie. And it was an okay movie. And that was kind of the premise, kind of in an, also in an opposite way. Can't money just solve the problems? You could throw money at it all day long. Well, you can throw up some phone calls or send us an email, 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. We're nailing the score in our final segment here on America Tonight.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
There is only one detox product that stands out above the rest, Micro Plant Powder, and it's available only at hempusa.org. Micro Plant Powder does wonders by removing toxins from the body. Detoxification is a vital process that's extremely important for restoring your health. Micro Plant Powder is available in 8 different formulations, and we can help you choose the one that's perfect for your lifestyle. Micro Plant Powder is 100% chemical-free, non-GMO, anti-inflammatory, gluten-free, and packaged by hand in BPA-free containers. HempUSA.org wants you to be healthy, and Micro Plant Powder is one of the best ways we know to detoxify your body from head to toe, all for about $10 a month. Take back your life and enjoy living again with Micro Plant Powder. Call 888-910-4367. That's 888-910-4367. Micro Plant Powder. Available only at hempusa.org.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Just walk away, pretending everything's okay, and you don't care about me. And I know it's just no use when all your life.
Hurry up and jam on it. Wake up, America. This is our way to lighten the load by throwing a little gamification, as somebody told me. And we happen to use the NFL as that vehicle because we're into the season and a lot of people watch the NFL. Even if they're not huge fans, they cheer for the local team. Here, you just have to pick one of the teams and tell us the final score. A lot of people sending in emails, so that's good. Keep the emails coming in until the top of the hour. 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. Here's one from Dennis Cook, and Dennis says, boy, this was a weird game as the game of the week. Normally, it would seem so easy to pick the Patriots, Kate, but it's hard when you look at the Patriots and you see that certainly Tom Brady was struggling in the first game. What will it be like the second game for him, even though it is at home? I'm going to say that I guess I have faith that Brady will pull it out, but I think it's going to be closer than what most analysts are going to tell us on Fox or CBS or any of the pregame shows, ESPN. I think the Patriots win it, but it's tight. I'm going to say the final score is going to be 38-35 Patriots. Okay, for those reasons, it is a hard game. I think so. I think I'll give you that. It's a hard game because, well, first of all, in the NFL, the whole idea of the supremacy of the one team has kind of gone by the boards. But in looking at the Patriots, if they had had all those pieces that they had last time, like even Welker, but if they had some of the same players, I would look at this game differently on the schedule. Aaron Hernandez, not what they expected to happen. So it's one thing to lose Wes Welker, but then you had Hernandez and Gronkowski and a sea of other faces, older and younger, that would patchwork itself together. So it is hard to tell. I mean, it's hard to, you know, put an identity on this team. It's probably hard to put an identity on a lot of these teams, other than to me, the Denver Broncos are an exception because Peyton Manning really coming back after horrific injury, wanting to, you know, play, leaving the Colts, going to Denver, really taking the reins and the opportunity for this team now to be his. And this is exactly what John Elway wanted. And he got it. He got it. And that is, to me, that's probably the most sure thing, I think, in the NFL. The rest are moving. I think the rest are, in some cases, moving parts. The Eagles. People are raving about the Eagles. Chip Kelly, new coach. He's really shook things up. But the problem, of course, with the Eagles is what are you getting with Michael Vick at this point? Is he the Michael Vick that showed all this tremendous promise and was exciting to watch in Atlanta? Is he going to scramble too much and get himself hurt? Does he, you know, with DeSean Jackson, is he going to be able to catch the kind of balls he needs him to catch and Vick still be able to move the chains because he'll run if he has to? So I could look at every single team and I could make arguments for how they, on paper, look like they were going to be good. But when it all shakes out in the end, yeah, maybe that's not what happens here. 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. We're nailing the score on America tonight, and we're going to hit the mailbag in just a second here, because that seems to be the road most people are taking. It's the opposite of what usually happens when we nail the score. Usually people call more than actually send in guests, but this time around it seems to be the opposite of that. We're getting more people who are sending in their guesses. But this is worth a couple of things worth mentioning since we're in this kind of this sports realm for now. The couple of high fives. It's hit in the last show, but I got a few emails about this, generic emails about it. But how about Team USA? They qualify for the World Cup. They knock off Mexico 2-0. That is a huge moment. For every time you drive around your neighborhood and you see a kid kicking a soccer ball, I see more kids playing on soccer fields, pick up games, messing around with the ball, or just playing a game than any of the other sports now, than somebody throwing a ball into a hoop or baseball. I'm not saying that we don't have all those sports. We, of course, do. But more kids are really becoming excited for soccer, and they are playing it more and more. The pickup games, I think, is key. Not even so much the organizational games, because they've always been there and it's always been popular, I think, from that point of view. But finding these pickup games, which is exactly what you find in Europe and in Latin America, which goes to the popularity of the sport there. So maybe they're finally, maybe that sport is finally turning sort of a proverbial corner. Even though you look at mixed martial arts and kids, boys, little boys especially, they want to watch that, the cage, competing in the cage and the form of mixed martial arts where you put it all together, whether it's a wrestling move or taekwondo, whatever it is, and that excitement of that has really caught fire. But I think finally we're starting to see that. I could be wrong, but finally we're starting to see that with soccer. All right, I want to make sure I squeeze in some of these. If I don't get to what you have sent me, don't panic, because any guess that's in, definitely it's going to count. There's no question. If it's in the mailbag and it gets to us before the top of the hour, right at the top of the hour, you are safe. All right, this one from Sal, who says, "Yo, Kate, why did you not get a Philly game in here? Boy, I'll tell you what, I hope at least we see one Eagles game on this board, but this is a tough one. Normally you'd look at this and say, yeah, it's going to be New England all the way, but I don't know. I'm not so sure we can say that. This could be an upset in the making. Certainly there is so much bad blood, at least fan-wise, between the Jets and the Patriots. I might be inclined to say that the Jets, I'm going to say, in fact, the Jets win this and the final score will be 26 to 16. All right, here's one from Rob, listening to us in the Carolinas. My guess is simple. Patriots, 28. Jets, 6. Ooh. That is a simple guess. This one from Stan, listening in Dallas, and Stan says, finally, nail the score is back. I've never gotten a chance to do it. My hours switched at work. I now have a chance to do it. Maybe Lady Luck will be on my side. And I'm going to pick the Patriots to easily win this. I think the final score will be 26-7. 26-7. Okay, here's one from Southie. Southie says, where do you think I'm going to go with this? Of course, my homeboys, the Pats. Pats win this one 21-3. No doubt. They got it in them. All right. If you missed out this time around, you didn't get a chance to call us, remember, same bat channel, same time. Again, we'll do it. Nail the score in our third hour, Wednesday into Thursday, for three segments. And you can also email us during those segments, too. Thanks for listening to America Tonight.
Every time you eat a cooked food, your body responds by producing an increase in circulating white blood cells. This happens because nature designed us to eat food that is undamaged at the molecular level. When we heat food to normal cooking temperatures, we change the shape of the molecules into shapes the body cannot use. The body now looks at them as toxins and allergens. In an effort to protect itself from this irritant, the body intelligently increases the amount of circulating white blood cells to act as garbage collectors. White blood cells gobble up all the unusable damaged food particles to neutralize their cell damaging properties. This puts stress on your organs of elimination, and your body is subject to cell damage and inflammation. If you'd like to start experiencing the benefits of undamaged protein in your diet, give One World Way a try. It is a truly undamaged protein powder that will thrill your tastes and every cell of your body. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit OneWorld, WHEY.com.